I am Leo Laporte, the tech guy. More of your calls coming up in just a little bit, but I had to take a little break to talk about something that I find absolutely fascinating. With me right now, Lotte Yang. He's the founder and president of a website for really rich people. It's called blackcardcircle.com.
Right.
Hi, Lotte. It's Hello. Not really rich people.
No,
it's... Not just really rich people.
Correct, correct. I mean, the name kind of gives that sense. It is for affluent people.
Well, the Black Card is the American Express card that only a few can have, and it costs like $50,000 a year. And
correct,
you have
yeah.
to be pretty affluent to have it.
Right. The American Express Centurion card is one of the most well-known Black Cards. There's actually other Black Cards out there. So
a Black Card is in general considered an elite credit card.
Correct, exactly. I believe Visa's coming out with one shortly as well.
So what is the idea behind Black Card Circle?
Well, the idea behind it was I started it back in 2005, a few years ago, with a few other Centurion card holders. Really wanted to create a nice exclusive organization to network socially and in business, because what I found growing up, I'm self-made, was that the most successful people weren't necessarily smarter than me or worked harder than me. They just had a great network. So I wanted
to create
a network.
It's about who you know, not what you know.
It's about who you know. And the Black Card Circle represents that group.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So you're a self-made millionaire. How did you make your living?
I'm self-made through banking. Investments. Yeah.
And this is just kind of a second career for you. I mean, you're a young guy. Are you retired from banking?
No, I'm not. And I'm not young. I'm actually in my late 30s. But
that's young to me. Trust me, I count that as young.
No, I appreciate that.
Late 30s. Yeah. Oh, you're so old. I don't know how you get around anymore. So this is a business you decided to start up as a kind of a second career, or is just
right,
for fun?
Right. Yeah. It was really just so I had a good network of people.
It was really for yourself. You wanted to, and you know what? I have to say, the best stuff in the technology world is almost always started by somebody who is fulfilling his, they call it scratching your own itch, doing something they want.
Right.
And you know, usually that means somebody else wants it too.
Right.
In fact, in a case like this, you want to be pretty exclusive, right?
Right. We are. And like I was saying, it's not just financial capital. We've expanded it now to include what I'm putting in quotes here, influential individuals.
So I've gone to Black Card Circle. I love it. There's like a door knocker and a little spy thing. And you know, you can't really get in here unless you apply first. And what are you going to ask me if I apply?
Correct. We have a quantitative approach to membership. We want to make sure that our members are free of a criminal record.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, you're not saying, you know, notcons.com. I mean, it's more than that, obviously.
Right. It's really about.
Do you have a lot of people trying to get in here who are cons because they know this is like where all the pigeons are?
We get some salespeople who are trying to
sure.
try to get in,
yeah.
But we get inquiries from all over the world. 85% of our hits are in North America, but we have 15% in internationally, whether it be Western Europe.
Is this
or
like
Dubai.
Facebook, but it's for rich people?
I guess we have a very similar platform to Facebook. Once you do get in, if you click on sneak peek, you can actually get a little sneak peek
a little
of the flavor.
Of
yeah. But it does have a Facebook interface to it, but we have some functionality of a LinkedIn as well. And we're
so that, okay. So just for those who don't Facebook, of course, is a social networking site that was originally a university only thing, but now is open to everybody. And if you're on there, your friends can befriend you. You could share pictures and status updates and stuff. LinkedIn is more professionally oriented. It's more of like your business network.
Correct. There's a little more social utility or business utility with.
So this
LinkedIn.
is partly to network with other. What do you call them?
Influential individuals. Specifically, what we call them are connectors. Influencers
in the Malcolm Gladwell sense or the
sure,
marketing
sure.
sense,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
And then influencers,
yeah.
And then alphas. Those are it's an acronym we created because
CIA.
Exactly.
I can remember that.
Exactly.
So what's a connector?
A connector is somebody who, basically, you know, you go to a party, you go to a cocktail mixer, and they're out there introducing other people to you.
Yeah.
Those are
my wife is a connector. She,
right.
We know everybody in town because she makes sure to get to know everybody and introduce them to everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's an influencer?
An influencer is somebody like yourself, somebody who has
people listen to.
You have what, 65,000 followers on Twitter. You're very well known and respected in the industry. when you say something, people listen, you have influence over them. So that would be an influence.
Somebody who kind of influences people.
Absolutely.
And then what is the last one?
A is alpha.
Alpha. What is
it's
that?
It's an alpha. Those are usually are early adopters. They're the ones who, when the iPhone comes out, they're the first in line to get it.
Yeah.
They get a new technology. They're playing with it. They love the new toys. They love the new gadgets. Again, it's another marketer's dream.
Now, from your point of view as a business, of course, it's a dream to have this customer base or this user base because you can market to them. Do you have ads on the site?
We have very limited ads.
Because, those people must be paying premium prices to get
correct.
To
your... We have very limited ads because of that purpose. We don't want that. We want the site to be very clean. We don't want it to be an ad-driven site.
Well, and you don't want your users to feel like they're marks. Like you, hey, correct. We got you all together. Now look at this ad.
Correct. We're very, 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 very much protective of our clients and our members. We really stress security and privacy. Again, back to my private wealth management days, many of my clients were CEOs and celebrities. And they're very protective of their families and of their own privacy. So that's the same thing that we do with Blackheart Circle, is that once you become a member, yeah, that information is completely secure and protected.
And it's got to be, because you would be so desirable. I mean, if you could hack this site, man, you'd have the people you were wanting to go after for the rest of your life. You'd have
Wow.
So I mean, obviously it's a business for you, and it probably is a very good business. But for the people who use it, what do they gain from it?
Well, they gain a lot of different things. One is they gain access to this site, so it's almost like a secret hideout on the internet that we have. They get in.
I want
part
a secret hideout on the internet. I like that idea.
So once you're part of the secret club or the secret hideout, now you can connect with other people who are of similar influence with you on the internet.
Right.
So these are people that can be in New York or be in Dubai or Western Europe.
Right.
And the beauty of it is it's all we're a bridge on the internet. The internet is bringing the world closer together, and we're that one site that people go to of influence and say, you know what? If I'm on the site and I meet somebody like a Leo Laporte on the site, I know this guy's legitimate, you know, as opposed to some of the other social networks, you're not quite sure
you don't know
who you're dealing with. And there was an article that came
out
recently.
In fact, there's people on Facebook who pretend to be Leo Laporte.
Yeah.
And, you know, in fact, I frequently get people saying, I want to be your friend, but are you the real Leo Laporte?
Correct. Yeah. And there was an article that just came out about how easy it is to create fake social networking accounts on across the board.
Now, I should say, in Facebook's defense, they do bump people out when they discover that.
Oh, sure. Facebook is very good about that.
MySpace couldn't care less.
Right. It's different.
Twitter, every social it does, network, couldn't care less.
Right. But we do. We actually have a proprietary member authentication process, which we call MAP. And what we do is we authenticate and validate our members.
I would imagine... not being in this elite circle, but I would imagine that that's kind of reassuring for people. You know, if you're a movie star or somebody famous, or, you know, you it's hard for you to have a normal life. I would imagine it's kind of nice to have a place to go on the internet where you can just be yourself and you're not swamped by requests. And
correct. I'm friends with some Hollywood celebrities, and it is that when I go out with them, they're swamped in real life.
You can't be real.
Right. When they go on Facebook and create an account, they're swamped. But on Blackheart Circle, you know that you're part of a protected and trusted network.
Now, you're not the only person doing something like this. There are a couple of other sites like this, and there also are dating sites. I've seen a site like for people who matching beautiful girls with rich guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very creepy, if you ask me.
Right. Now, we're not the only ones in this space, but we're the ones with a pretty unique business model, and we've been around a little longer.
So, tell me what's unusual about your business model?
Well, in addition to the authentication of our members, you were asking what else they get. We also we do real live events as well.
Oh, you actually? Wow.
Yeah. So we actually do events. We had our
see,
first.
Boy, that'd be a fun party to go to.
Oh yeah, we had our first event at the Beverly Wilshire at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, and we're having our next event. We're sponsoring an event for our foundation. We have a nonprofit arm. So the foundation, it's a black tie charity event with the Ritz-Carlton.
See, that's a nice touch also, because I think that's another thing that these affluent individuals often want to do is give back a little bit.
Correct. Yeah, that's what the Blackheart Circle Foundation for. It's an IRS recognized 501c3 nonprofit, and it's designed to really promote self-reliance and sustainability for the marginalized and disenfranchised in society.
Now, I want to say just to give people a sense of this, that you're not actually seeking out publicity on this. We're actually kind of lucky to get this interview. You turned down CBS News. They wanted to do an interview, and you really don't want to get only the in crowd should know about this, right?
Correct. We just want a certain type and certain caliber of individual to know
people
about.
People like those who listen to this fine radio show. But most of us won't be able to get in, I imagine. What do you need? I mean, what do I have to do? I have to be worth $1 billion?
No. Again, I want to emphasize this. I want to make sure that your listeners really get this. It's really not about financial capital. It's really about social capital and about influence. So I'm going to use a very extreme example here of social capital.
So Kevin Rose, who isn't rich, but has a lot of followers on Twitter, is very well known. He'd be the kind of person.
He'd be perfect. Yeah. The founder of Dig. Absolutely. Yeah. Kevin Rose would be good. Pete Cashmore is another great example.
Of Mashable. Yeah.
Right. Brian Solis is another example.
So that's interesting. People. So these are people I know because they're kind of we call them the digerati. They're the kind of the fancy people in the digital scene.
Correct. Right. But they may not be, and I don't know their financial status, they may not be billionaires or multimillionaires. They may be.
That's not important to you.
But that's not important to us. It's just that they have influence.
Interesting.
So, yep.
Wow, I think this might be a very powerful group of people. Now, there's always that fear. In fact, we have just up the road a piece, something called the Bohemian Grove. The Bohemian Club was for many years just a place for guys to get together and sing songs and pee on trees. But it's often looked at as kind of a dark secret because some very, very wealthy and powerful people are members. And I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories around the Bohemian Grove about they might be plotting a new world order inside those fences. Do you worry about that a little bit?
No, we don't because our emphasis really is about reputation and legitimacy. So we actually will decline people based on character and reputation. That's part of our member authentication process.
So you actually check somebody's character?
Well,
Do you hire private eyes? How do you do this?
We have an algorithm and we disclose it once you apply for membership, but it's a quantifiable system and it's an algorithm we have in place.
Do you get a score at the end?
It is quantifiable, yes.
So do people get together at the blackcardcircle.com and say, hey, I'm a 94. What are you?
No, it's a combination of different numbers.
That's funny.
And but give you an example. Let's say there's a multi-billionaire who applies, right? But there's something, just something that they've done in the past that wasn't quite up to speed. They won't be a member.
Interesting.
They won't be a member.
So, you have to work. You have to earn your way.
Correct. Yeah, well, it's reputation. It's reputation.
It's a very interesting idea. And of course, it makes sense. You know, like everything's on the internet. And it only makes sense that they're private clubs in the real world, exclusive clubs in the real world.
Right.
What's interesting about this is you can live anywhere in the world and be a member.
Correct.
And I kind of like that idea. BlackCardCircle.com. Lotte Yang is the founder and the president. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Leo, for your time.
Very interesting idea. I hope we don't swamp you with membership requests. I am Leo Laporte. We have a very influential listenership. The Tech Guy. More of your calls to come.